So our theme for today is, may we all love, honor, and obey our God. So let's start with prayer. Oh Lord, we're so thankful that we've had this time to celebrate your birth, when you laid aside your majesty and came to be here as one of us on earth. But Lord, we acknowledge you are divine. And we sing these songs this morning of worship to honor you for who you are and all that you've done in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we'll start with Jesus is King, and I will extol him, and then we'll go into Jesus is the name we honor.
Jesus is King, and I will extol him.
Thank you. Let us now come to God in prayer. Let us remember that He loves to hear us. Living God, may the worship that we have shared this Christmas lead to acts of service which transform people. May the carols we have sung this Christmas help others to sing, even in their sadness. May the gifts that we have exchanged this Christmas deepen our spirit of giving throughout the year. May the candles we have lit this Christmas remind us that you intend no one to live in darkness. May the new people we have met this Christmas remind us that we meet you in our neighbours. May the gathering together of family and friends this Christmas make us appreciate anew the gift of loved ones. May the stories we have told again this Christmas be good news of joy to us and to all people on our lips and in our lives. May the ways you have come close to us this Christmas not be forgiven, but stay in our memories. May they be a rich resource to lift us up when times are painful and humble when things go well. For you are our life, our light, our salvation. We pray, Lord, for Jean and Stuart. Lord, you know the situation there. It's good for Stuart to be back in his own home, but Lord, we know it's going to be very hard for Jean. We pray that you would bless them, that you would keep them safe, that you would be all that they need at this time. We pray for Rita We pray, Lord, for Terry and his wife who have come back from abroad with COVID. Lord, be with the whole family. Rita is anxious that it's not passed on to anyone else. We pray that Terry and his wife may know your healing. Pray for April. She's waiting for that special appointment. Be with Richard. Help him, Lord, equip him for all that he does. But Lord, help him with his sight. Be with David. We were glad to have good news about him, and we pray that his healing will continue. And Lord, we pray for each one of us. We pray for our friends. We pray for our families. And we ask, Lord, that you would meet our needs and that you would keep us fit and safe and equipped to serve you in this world. So, Lord, we bring our prayers in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.
So we continue our worship this morning, singing, Father, we adore you. Jesus, we adore you. Spirit, we adore you.
Father, we adore you, lay our lives before you, how we love you, Jesus, we adore you, lay our lives before you.
Going to be read by Jean, and that will perhaps remind us that we do need to be very much in prayer for both Jean and Stuart at this time. Thank you, Eunice.
1 John 4, verses 15 to 5:5. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," yet hates a brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
Mm-hmm. We're going to sing, "Here is love vast as the ocean."
Here is love vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood. Who is love?
Great God and
And so we come to the end of yet another year. I expect that the year that is now leaving us is a year that has brought many things of delight and probably also many problems. But now we face a new year, we face a new opportunity to serve our God, to prove, if you like, that we truly love him, that we want to honour him, we want to obey him. And our motto, therefore, for 2024 is, may we all love, honour and obey our God. You won't be able to forget it because it will be on the front of the programme each Sunday. We need first to witness true love both to God and to other people. If there are people that we think we can't love, then that questions whether we really love God completely, because God asks us to love all people, to follow his example. You know, one of the things that challenges me is that God does not want anyone to be lost, but to be saved. And how can that happen unless we let God work through us by the power of the Spirit to share the love that so many people don't even know about? We are to witness true love both to God and to other people. And you know, an effective witness will need to show love to all. And yet I've got to ask this question. Do we? Do I? Do you? Do we really show love to all people? Or does our witness fail in various ways? Yes, we are to love God. But if we're truly going to love him, then we will love all people. And that love will be shown in the way that we live our Christian life, the way that we serve God. And so, I want to be challenged, and I hope and pray that you will want to be challenged, that our witness will truly show love for God and love for all people. So, we are to witness to love, to God, and to all the people in the world. Why not? Why do we have to have enemies in this world? Secondly, we need to honour God. We need to be honest in all that we do. But I wonder, let us be truthful. Do we give God all the glory? Do we? Someone comes up to us and says, "Oh, I admire what you do for God." I wonder what our reply is. I wonder what our inner thought is. Do we really honour God? Do we let people know that we are people of God's family, people who God works in and through? In other words, without God, without Father, Son and Spirit, our witness cannot truly be effective. We need to give the honor. We need to give the honor to God. Give him the glory. I know that it is very easy to say, Lord, yours and yours alone is the glory. And we sing it, we say it in prayers. But the question is, do we really mean it? We need to be truthful. Do we give the glory to God? Are we honouring our God in all that we do? You know, our service to God, our knowledge of God, should make us shine. Shine as lights in this world. And when people see that, then we tell them why. It's because God is working in us. He is the light of the world. That's what Jesus said, wasn't it? I am the light of the world. We are to honor our great and wonderful God. And remember, when we receive praise and thanksgiving, let people know what and why it is. Because there is a power much greater than ours working in and through us. That's why we witness. We might think we can sing, we might think we can pray, we might think we can tell people about God, but you know, without the Spirit working in us, not going to be truly effective, is it? Because you see, if we're going to honour God, it's got to be nothing about self, but all about him. Self forgotten. We're here to praise, to honour, and to glorify our true and wonderful God. So, we need to witness true love, both to God and to others. We need to honour God. We need to give him all the glory. Are we doing that, I wonder? And then we need to obey our God and his word. How? With a joyful obedience. It must never be a burden. We are to obey God and God's word with joyful obedience. We may not find it easy to obey God sometimes, but you know, if we're honest with God, if we share our feelings with God, if we share our weakness with him, then he will strengthen us and he will work through us in such a way that we will be able to be joyful as we obey him. You know, you may find in God's word there are some things that, well, we might find difficult. Difficult to do, difficult to understand. But do we really obey God's word? Because if we do, then we've got to accept God's word and we've got to live according to God's will and to his word. We need to make sure that we can abound in so much love that we find it a pleasure, yes, a pleasure, to obey our God. You know, obedience for individuals is not very easy. Think of children. They find it hard very often to obey their parents. Can I tell you that in many ways as I grew up, I didn't want to obey. And even later, when I first came to know of Jesus and all that he is and was, I questioned being obedient. Did it mean I got to do all for him? Yes, it does, doesn't it? We've got to give out all to the Lord. We can't keep anything back. We've got to obey his way, obey him, obey his word. And you know, one of the things we sang was that God will pour out his power upon us. You know, if we truly obey, we'll receive that power. We will receive joy in our hearts. Why? Because we are being obedient. And we can then receive that peace that Scripture says passes all understanding. Yes, we can be joyful. We can love God with all our heart. But you and I, we're part of this group, this fellowship of believers. And as you look at your service sheet, as from next week, may we all love, honour and obey our God. Will it challenge us? Will it really speak to us? Do you know, if we love, if we honour, if we obey God, then we will be truly living the life that Jesus wants us to live. We will be people that are empty of self and full of the Spirit. We will be people who won't say, oh, I can't do that, because with the Spirit dwelling within, we know we can do whatever God wants us to do. And we're to do it with a joyful heart. And we're to do it in the strength and power of the Spirit, giving God and only God the glory and the honour that he deserves. So may we take our motto for 2024 as a challenge in our Christian life. May we all love, honour and obey our God. God, Father, Son and Spirit, help us. We accept our motto, but Lord, may it be much more than a motto. May it not just be words on the card, but may it be words that come from our heart. May we truly love you, O God. May we honour you, and may we obey you. This is our prayer. We ask in the name and the power of Jesus. Amen.
So, following on from Bruce's message and our motto for the year, we're going to sing When We Walk With the Lord in the Light of His Word. And of course, the chorus is Trust and Obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, in us still,
Finish with a big favourite of lots of us, especially Bruce B. And we're going to sing Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Down, grace in us, thy heart.
that in the coming weeks we'll be looking at, from Scripture of course, we will be looking at some of the main essentials for our faith, some of the things that we must accept and believe. They're all confirmed by Scripture, and we will be looking at a selection of those things that are said to be vital to our faith. Now let us come. May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.